You're listening to the Salon Owners Collective podcast, where each week we share stories and expertise from business owners like you, plus experts, influencers, and Larissa's actionable steps that will transform your business and your life. And now your host, Larissa McLemon.
Hey, Larissa here, and welcome to the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Really pleased to have you back with me. So I've just got back from an amazing event last weekend. I spent a couple of nights away from my family in the sunny Gold Coast of Australia at Salon Growth Con. And the highlights for me, I guess, were meeting some amazing people. I was so chuffed to have some of you guys, my listeners, come up to me and say how much you've enjoyed the podcast, what it's meant to you, some of the changes that you've implemented as a result of various episodes. It was really great to meet some real people, some real faces. I was really humbled by some amazing comments, so I really appreciate that. So thanks to you for tuning in, and it makes it all worthwhile. Also, I met some amazing speakers, the people that were speaking at the conference like myself. It was really great to meet like-minded people doing similar things in the industry and other industries. And what a great group of people that the Growth Con brought together, both from hair and beauty. And I think that was one of the resounding messages that I heard back, was how great it was to bring hair and beauty together finally for a change. And I know that I have listeners on this podcast from both hair and beauty. And my background is hair, and my coach Eloise, her background is beauty. And so together, and Greta, who is our community managing coach, she's also from hair. And so we have a good mix, I feel, but it was nice to be at a bigger, wider event of hair and beauty and to see what otherwise people think are humans that are so different. Actually, we're not so different at all. We're all in business. We all are challenged by the same challenges. So I really loved that. And I always love being away. I hate leaving my family, but I actually love being away from my normal environment and getting some time just to sit and reflect. I mean, it was a busy weekend, don't get me wrong, but even it was a two-hour shuttle drive back to the airport on Monday. And I thought, oh, what am I going to do? I listened to a couple of podcasts, but you know what? Mostly I just wrote. All of the thinking and the thoughts, just the space allowed me to put some time into strategy. Because do you know what it's like? We're so busy inside of our own business. It's not very often that we get free space and free time to think strategically. So I think that in itself was worth being away just to have perspective, get out of my own goldfish bowl. So I really encourage you that if you're just busy being busy inside of your business all the time, take a moment to get out and find a reason to be alone for a short space. White space, I call it nothingness, because in the void, the most amazing creative ideas come up. Anyway, I'm back on home turf and I'm back into it. I'm now in my fifth week of going to the gym. Now, I have been inactive probably a year now, because as business grows, and I've just done a podcast episode on this that's coming up soon, what got you here won't get you there. And do you know, that's about the certain phase in your business where you actually just get bogged down and you get into overwhelm. And I feel like for me, I've got my business to a certain point now where I'm climbing out of that a little bit again, and I can see again. And so one of the things that happens in that phase is exercise and a little bit of self-care. And I've been booking a monthly trip to the beauty therapist and having a little bit of TLC. And the next thing on my list was exercise. So there's no time in my day. Like, I'm a busy working mum, like so many of you are. And nothing was going to give. So the only time and space that I could create more time was the morning. I'm not good at night doing highly active thing. My brain's busy enough at nighttime. That was not going to happen, going to the gym at night. I'm too tired by then. So 6 o'clock in the morning, my alarm goes off at 5:30. Now, some of you may know that I got this business off the ground by getting up at 5:30 in the morning and working on my business before I launched it. This is how I got to here, I guess. But then there's been a phase of time where I haven't needed to do that and the pressure hasn't been on quite so much. So it's been a while since I have been up at that hour, but I'm back into it, up at 5:30 at the gym by 6, I'm home by 7, I'm awake and my brain is clear. And by the time I get my kids out the door and I sit down, I'm ready to go. So anyway, I have an invitation for you that I want to talk to you about after this episode, but I really want to introduce you to my guest this week, because if you ever wish that you could transform your life, you know, like from no sleep to well-rested, sounds like something that I've just been through recently, from crippling fear and anxiety, maybe to living a life of confidence and living outside of your comfort zone, then in this episode, I want you to meet Taylor Ray. Now, Taylor's business, the Strong Babe Collective, is all about empowering women to grow, to get past their fear and past their overwhelm. So Taylor Ray is definitely an expert on this, totally up my alley. She owned a business that she committed herself to in every way possible, working 80 hours a week, getting little or no sleep, all in an attempt to hustle and grow, hustle to grow. But of course, you know what really happened, right? The overwhelming lifestyle led her to a breakdown at 25, no less. She was grinding and hustling to her own detriment. So now she's taken these lessons that she now feels the need to pass on to others. So I really love this episode. Taylor Ray will share with you her tips on how to be full, my Kiwi accent, full instead of busy, and how to trust that everything is happening for you and not to you. Taylor believes that we need to celebrate fear and failure in order to grow, and that is the best version of you lives outside of your comfort zone. So tune into this episode to hear more. Let's meet Taylor Ray, and I will connect with you at the end for my special invitation. Talk to you soon. Taylor Ray, thank you so much for joining me on the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Very pleasure to have you here.
Oh, it's honestly my pleasure. I'm so excited to get into this. No, it's going to be good.
Okay, for those of you, for those that are listening that don't know who you are, why don't you give us a little bit of a background into who you are, what do you do, and how did you get to be doing what it is that you do?
Sure. Well, my name is Taylor Ray. I'm the founder of Strong Babe Collective and also the podcast host for the Strong Babe Collective podcast. I am a manifestation and empowerment coach. Basically, I help women who know that they're here for more. I help to guide them into calling all of that in. So helping them to manifest the abundant lives that they are worthy of, to step into their power, into their purpose, and to honestly shine their authentic light in the way that they are so needed. And I live for it. Like, I literally love it so much. Basically, all of this started for me. So I had a business prior to this one that was very in a fitness driven space. And we can dive into this story if you want me to. But the short story of it is basically I was in the sort of energy and the belief that things were meant to be very, very hard if you were going to be successful and if you were going to live an abundant life. And I just believed it was meant to be a very difficult journey in running a business. And that's exactly what I created for myself. I literally was working like 70, 80 hours a week, just hustling, grinding, like hashtag team no sleep, basically. And what happened to me is I burnt myself into the ground. So I went through a full-on breakdown at 25, literally just burnout, broken, completely broke, like my whole business, everything. I couldn't do it anymore because obviously it was fitness-based and I was just so exhausted in my own life. And that led to a lot of anxiety, a lot of very teary nights, and basically felt like I'd fallen out of my sense of purpose in the world because that's all that I knew. And then after a fair while of going through that and feeling very sorry for myself, basically for me, one day, literally, I was like walking down my hallway and I stopped in my tracks. And it was the first time that I ever heard my intuition. And it was clear as day, like clear as day. And it said to me, like, this is not happening to you. It's happening for you. And start to look at this differently, like start to see how this is actually happening for a reason. And I was like, oh my gosh, like it was like literally someone said it to me. And I was like, okay. And I started to shift my mindset and my energy and the way that I was looking at things. And that was the beginning of everything. And it wasn't long after that that I was like, oh my gosh, like I started to learn everything about manifestation and empowerment and the law of attraction and how I could start to create the life that I knew that I was so worthy of. And I started to do that and literally changed my life within 6 months, complete polar opposites. And then knew that I needed to share that and needed to share that journey and help other babes to do the same thing. So that's exactly what I did. And that's how Strong Babe Collective started, and started with an Instagram account that became a podcast that became a fully fledged business. So yeah, that's my story in a nutshell.
I love that. You gave me goosebumps when you just said you were walking down the hall, and I love that saying, this is happening for you and not to you. And I've seen that change so many lives, just that sentence alone. Yeah. So yeah, that was a goosebumps moment. So tell us a little bit now, like what does, just briefly, like what does your life look like? How do you help and serve people?
Oh yeah. Well, basically for me, so like I said, it started off like with the Instagram and with the podcast, and I just kind of knew that I had a message that I had to share. And so I just continuously showed up and shared that, and it sort of just took off. And then for me, I started to have girls coming to me asking if they could do coaching and things like that, literally out of the blue. And like now knowing what I know, like, yes, called them in and manifested it. But at the time it was like such a whirlwind of how quickly it happened. But honestly, this is just what happens when you step up and you share your authentic truth. And when you share what you know that you are here to share, and you start to share that voice, it does become very, very easy. And so I had girls coming to me that were wanting help to do the same thing in their lives. And so I started off initially doing like private mentorships, like one-on-one coaching with women who wanted to create their own like heart-led businesses from that place of soul, like stepping into their purpose, learning how to do that, and basically putting that together. So taking them through that beautiful journey. And for me, like something that I'm so passionate about is it's not just the energy and it's not just the action. Like I'm all about the fusion between both of them. Like I'm very big on like blend the woo with the work, because essentially for me in my last business, like I did none of the energy side. Like I was very in my masculine energy, like pushing, hustling, like very sales driven, like, you know, how can I grow? Like, you know, and I first to say, like I had very poor money mindset, very scarcity based mindset from a place of lack, a lot of fear. And so that was what was essentially driving my last business. And so I learned from that so much to come into a place where I'm in total alignment with my business and my mission. And I come from a place of service rather than a place of like, what can I get? And it shifts everything. And so that's what I'm really big on coaching my girls through. And so I still do the private mentorships, but then it kind of started to evolve because obviously, which I'm sure you can imagine, you've only got so many hours in a day. So then it sort of grew and evolved into like, okay, how can I teach this on a group platform or like on coaching in terms of like a course and things like that. So I started to build out courses that taught, like I've got Desire to Manifest, which teaches girls how to unlock their manifestation power over 8 weeks and things like that. So it's kind of a mix of like doing like one-on-one coaching and then having group coaching programs and then courses and things like that that girls can go through. So yeah, it's that in like conjunction with beautiful collaborations like this, obviously my own podcast and then other little projects and things that sort of just come up along the way.
I'm sure just as busy, but actually without all the hardness.
Yes. Yeah. And something that I always say is like busy is not, it's not a badge of honor. Like it's not something that I am always, I'm intentional about what I'm doing. And yes, my days are very full, but they're full of inspired action and things that come from a place of being very aligned with me rather than just being like busy doing busy work. Like there's such a difference.
For sure. So this, you and I are on a bit of a mission of the same thing, although it plays out very differently. And so I really am looking forward to you sharing some tips with us on how to step, and I think you've said it really nicely, stepping away from the busy and into being full, because it's quite a different headspace to be both, to be either, right? Busy is about the grind, and just being full of things with intention is quite different. So talk to me a little bit about, before we hopped on this, you talked to me a little bit about the world is for you and not to you. It's not happening to you. No, anyway, I'll let you say the saying. this moment that you had in the hallway. Talk to me a little bit more about
that. Well, honestly, like you're correct. So it's everything is happening for you, not to you. And I think when you can start to step into that energy fully, it shifts everything because you start to realize the support that has honestly been there for you at all times, and you can start to view everything very differently in your life. So for me, it's obviously been transformational because it took me from a place where I was literally like miserable, consumed by anxiety, felt like I had no purpose, feeling very, very sorry for myself, like very like, woe is me. And I'm sure anyone listening to this or watching this, you know, can come from a place of identifying with that at some point in your life where a circumstance doesn't go the way that you want it to. And so you think like, oh, you know, everything is awful. Like this hasn't worked out the way that I wanted it to. Nothing works out for me. And it's very easy to get into a very negative spiral with it. And what a lot of us, don't realize is your external reality is a reflection of what's going on for you internally. So if you are continuously affirming to yourself, like nothing works out for me, everything is so difficult, money is hard to come by, success isn't for me, like all these sorts of things, if you are continuously telling yourself those stories, that is what you're going to call in more of, because like energy attracts like energy. So the energy you put out is the energy that you attract. And so for me, this was just one of the most, I live by it. Like it's such a powerful shift, because when you can realize like no matter what, even if it's not going the way that you quote unquote expected it to go, it's still happening for you. It's still happening for a reason. It serves you in some way. And don't get me wrong, like I understand in the moment, that's not going to be the easiest thing to lean into. It's going to feel difficult because you're like, well, this feels like shit. Like I don't feel great right now. How is this helping me? But if you can feel into the fact that like, okay, maybe right now I need to process this. I need to feel these emotions. I need to let myself go through it. But knowing that ultimately, this is going to get me to where it is that I want to go. This is going to help me to call in what it is that I actually desire. How? I don't know. But that's not your job. It's not your job to figure out the how or the when. It's your job to trust, to know that you're supported, and to keep showing up and to keep moving forward and to stay in alignment with it. And that quote in itself, like everything is happening for you, not to you, it just helps. It helps so much to be able to come back to that in those moments and to be like, okay, I know that this is happening for me in some way. Like I trust that I'm divinely guided. I trust that everything's working out for me and it's okay. Even if it doesn't feel perfect right now, it will be ultimately. And it works on a big scale and it works on the very little things too. Like, and if you look back on your life too, like there's so many moments where things didn't go how you wanted, but then it ends up working out better. And if you can feel into that and bring that energy into those moments when things aren't working out for you, you start to call in a lot more of what you want. So
I think that's so true. I think the hard bit is the letting go, right? Letting go of the how. Yes. Somehow, maybe somewhere in our DNA, we need to want to know how things are going to work out. Mm-hmm. But actually, it's not until you let go of the how that the how will just happen. I mean, that's, you know, one step in front of the other. And before you know it, you're walking.
That's it.
Yesterday, I had a strategic planning session with one of the people in my team, and we wanted to make a really significant change to one of our programs. Mm-hmm. And it was quite a big shift. And for the first time, we really intentionally kept ourselves in the higher level strategy of the what and the why, and we let go of the how. It's really hard because you want to get into the down the rabbit hole and say, well, how's that going to happen and what's that going to look like? So it doesn't matter. Look at where we're going and what it is that we're trying to achieve and the higher purpose of that. But it's a practice behavior, maybe. Would that be a fair comment?
I would definitely agree with that. It's something that you have to keep reminding yourself of, and that's with everything. Like you're going to go through this journey and you're going to, of course it's going to come up, because it's exactly what you said. Like it is ingrained in you, and what it actually is, it's the form of fear and it's a form of ego coming up. And if you're not familiar with the terms ego, I don't mean ego like big headed, you know, looking at yourself in the mirror thinking like, hey, hot stuff. Like I mean, like there's two versions of you. So there's the version of you that's like your higher self in total alignment, and there's the egoic mind. So the mind basically comes up and it has a lot of limiting beliefs. It has a lot of fear, a lot of resistance, and that's going to be what holds you back. And a lot of the time we think trying to figure out the how is helping, but ultimately it's not, because it's making you stagnant in actually taking any action, because you're like, oh no, but I'm figuring out all the logistics and the how and what I'm going to be doing. And it's like, you don't need to worry about that. You just need to take that first step. You don't need to worry about the how or the when. Just take the first step in the present moment. Like the present moment is all you have. And if you spend too much time worrying about the how, you're putting yourself into a future version of you and playing out a reality that is not even real. Like that's where anxiety stems from, because that's not real. You're not experiencing it. So you put yourself through it unnecessarily from that place of ego, making you think you're figuring out the how and being helpful. But when you can surrender and let go of that, that's when the magic happens. And yes, you're going to have to keep reminding yourself. Yes, it gets easier as you keep reminding yourself and you keep going through it. But of course, it's an ongoing journey. Like, we've all got ego. Like, not going to say I don't have moments like that. Definitely do. But it's all part of the learning journey. And every time you get a little bit stronger as you go through it.
So let's talk a little bit about moving through fear. Because staying in your comfort, I mean, it's fear that keeps us in our comfort zone, right?
Yeah.
And moving through fear, like for me as a business coach, that's what I see as the number one block to people making progress and having the transformation in their business. It's fear. So how do we think about moving through fear? Or I guess how do we even recognize actually it's fear that's holding me back? It's not just that.
Yeah. It's always fear. It's always fear. And fear is very, very sneaky. Fear likes to come in. I always say fear is like the, you know, it can sometimes be like at a dress up party, like it's dressed up and you like don't really recognize it. And then you're like, hey, who's that guy over there? Hey, it's fear. Don't really want him to be here. And what, like, this is a couple of things with fear, right? So a lot of the time, like the ego or the fear, all the limiting beliefs, all those sorts of things, we can really demonize them. And so we can really look at it and be like, oh, ego always holds me back, or fear is the thing that always stops me from taking action. But when, again, when we're affirming that to ourselves over and over again, you make it true for yourself. Affirmations are everything. People can get like, oh, it's just words, like as if it matters. And it's like, no, your words are everything, because essentially your thoughts become your feelings, which becomes a vibration that you put out. So everything is starting as a thought, and the vibration that you put out again brings us back to what we're talking about before. It's what you're going to attract more of. So if you are sitting in that energy where you're affirming to yourself like, oh, ego is holding me back, or oh my gosh, fear stops me from taking action, etc., you make it true for you. And so instead, if we can start to see fear not as something to be afraid of, but something to actually celebrate, because when fear comes up for you, essentially what that means is it's indicating like, hey, you are on the edge of a massive up level, like something so big is about to happen for you. So of course it feels freaking scary, like it's outside of your comfort zone. But the thing is, the best version of you is outside of your comfort zone. Like, you're here feeling real comfortable, wanting things to be different. You can't expect them to be different if you're not willing to do the things that are different. And so when we can start to see it that way and go, okay, well, when ego comes up or fear comes up or a limiting belief comes up, that's not a bad thing. What that is it's actually highlighting an area that I have room to grow, where I can evolve, like things that I can start to do differently. So instead of being like, oh, I suck, like, you know, I'm scared of this again, it's like, no, like, okay, well, I've got a beautiful room to grow and to expand and to step up in this moment. Like, which do you want to choose? Do you want to allow ego to hold you back and stay where you are and stay comfortable? Or do you want to go, okay, I feel a little bit nervous, but that means that I've got to do it, because that means that on the other side of that fear, freaking magic is going to happen. So you've got to allow yourself to make that choice.
Yeah, and giving yourself permission that, you know, it's a journey, right? It's not like, okay, I'm going to step up and take action on the thing that I'm fearful from. But nobody said you have to get it perfect the first time.
No.
So give yourself permission to move through fear, give it a go, screw it up a couple of times and keep going.
Yeah. I always say fear can be along for the ride, but it doesn't have to take the wheel. Like, let it be there. Let it be part of the journey. You know,
that needs to be a quote.
It is a good one. And like, it can be there, but it doesn't have to direct where you're going. And when you can learn to accept that it's part of it, and again, shift your energy around it and start to feel like, okay, like this, it signals that I'm growing, that I'm stepping into my higher self and I'm having massive impact and I'm showing up in the way that I'm meant to. Of course, it makes me feel nervous, but that's okay. Fear's along for the ride, but we're going on this journey together.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's talk about when we take action in fear, but then in fact we fail.
Always a good topic and always everyone's next question. And the thing is, like, the thing that I always say is there's actually no such thing as failure. And that's what we need to realize is, like, you've got to feel the fear. You've got to do it anyway. And if it doesn't work out the way that you wanted it to, well, guess what? We've just come back to point number one, which is everything is happening for you, not to you. It's worked out for a reason. And when we can start to shift the way that we are looking at failure and not see it as, you know, the be all end all. Failure is not failure unless you choose to quit, unless you go, okay, well, I failed, so that's the end of that. That's ultimate failure, because you stop. But if you can go, okay, well, I've failed, it hasn't gone the way that I wanted it to, or it hasn't worked out at all, or I stuffed up big time, whatever. When that happens and you can go, okay, well, what can I learn from this? That is going to help you to grow. And so the way that I like to look at failure is there's three different things that basically you can take from failure. So failure, it's not failure. Lose the negative energy about it altogether. Start to celebrate it, because it's either going to be one, nudging you in a different direction as to where it is that you're supposed to be going. So you might be on this path and you might think this is right for you, but you actually just kind of need to be over here. So you just got to make this teeny little shift. And that's literally it. And that failure as to what you were doing helps you to move over there. So it's either going to push you in a different direction, or it's going to help you to grow and to evolve and to learn something new about yourself that you didn't know. So it's going to help you to move through maybe a limiting belief. Maybe it's going to help you to move through some big resistance that you had around something. Maybe you failing is going to show you, like, hey, that failure wasn't even that bad. Like, the thing that I was scared of, like, really didn't matter. Like, even though it didn't work out how I wanted, it's fine. So you come back even stronger and you get to keep moving forward with this beautiful renewed energy. Or the third thing that I always say is that failure sometimes is going to teach you a lesson that you then get to share with others. And that's a beautiful freaking thing. And that's happened countless times in my life where things haven't gone how I wanted them to. And I have quote unquote failed, but instead of going, oh, well, that sucks, and that's the end of that, I've gone, what lesson is there in this that I can now share with those who need to hear my message? What lesson is there in this that I can pass on to others so that they don't have to go through this exact same circumstance? And that's what my whole business is, essentially. It was born out of the failure of my last business. And I could have gone, well, business isn't for me. Like, I'll just go back to my corporate 9 to 5. But I didn't. I went, okay, what can I learn from this? Made massive shifts and then started to share them. And that is how my whole business has, you know, been created. And that's how I've been able to have the impact that I was ultimately here to have. But it all came from not letting failure hold me back.
Yeah, I really love that, because I was just listening to your journey and your experience with your previous business. And I have to say, my business currently exists because of all of my failures.
Yeah,
I had just as many wins, thankfully. And but I didn't learn in the wins. I learned in the failures, or the mixed, I guess, of both. And so, you know, I'm really proud to be able to present something that represents that, and maybe lessens the failures of people. But you know what? It doesn't matter if I give you the complete formula. You still have to try it yourself, and it'll be slightly different for you, and have your own failures. And like you say, celebrate them.
Mm, yeah, definitely. And you're so correct. Like, it's different for everyone. And
for sure.
Yes, there's so many tools out there and resources, and take from them, learn from them, invest in yourself, like, do the things that's going to help you, but be open to cultivating your own beautiful journey, and realize that, again, it's all going to happen the way that it's meant to, in divine timing. It's all working for you, and embrace that beautiful journey. Have fun with it. Like, literally enjoy it. That's, like, one of the most important things, is enjoy what you are doing, because that's why you're here. Like, you're here to enjoy the process as well. Like, don't get so focused on where you're going, because your life is the journey on the way to it. So remembering that and having fun is everything. And when you have fun, you raise your vibrational level and you call in more of what you want. So it's kind of like a win-win.
That having fun, though, that too is a decision, right?
Definitely.
I'm actually going to enjoy this, even if it's mundane, the mundane moments.
100%. Because ultimately, what we can get very caught up in is just going through the motions and just kind of like, yeah, I've got to do these things, like taking action, but not actually being present. And the thing to realize is, again, what I said before, like, all you ever have is the now. You've only got this present moment, like me speaking to you now, the girls watching this, listening to this, like, in this moment, listening to it, that's all that you actually have. And when you can come into that moment and enjoy it and express gratitude for it, that's everything, because that's going to allow you to really realize how beautiful your life is, how abundant your life is. And that's what allows you to choose a blissful state at all times, rather than just letting your life whoosh right by you.
That's a practice skill too, isn't it? To stop and appreciate what you have in that moment. Because I think particularly as entrepreneurs, we're always striving, right? We're pushing for something. We've always got a goal in front of us. But to stop and look back at where we've just come from, sometimes we achieve massive things, but we keep moving the goalpost. Yeah. Going, oh, well, we need more now, rather than celebrating that and go, actually, that really rocked. And now it's a new one, but actually celebrating the moment of the win, even if it's little.
So important. It's so important. Something I actually teach a lot about is I teach something called the celebration cycle, and realizing that basically on a subconscious level, if you don't take the time, so basically say you're working towards something and you achieve it or you manifest it. If you don't then take the time to celebrate that win on a subconscious level, you are signaling to your subconscious mind that nothing really happened, like at all. And so basically what you are signaling is like everything that you've been working to, all the things that you've been doing were kind of for nothing. And either it didn't work out, you kind of failed, and it's not really worth it. And that's where we come into a place where we feel like no matter what you're doing, it's not enough. And I know that that can happen a lot for, you know, high achieving babes or entrepreneurs, like people out there wanting to have a big impact. I know that that can happen a lot where it's very easy to go, okay, that thing's done, tick it off, what's next? And it's very easy to keep, like you said, keep moving the goalpost and keep chasing it. But again, and this something for me that shifted this so much is one, understanding the importance of celebrating. So take a little moment, enjoy it, do something for yourself, have fun with it. Take a moment to express gratitude or go and do something that actually like monumentally celebrates it. But as well, having a gratitude practice, and the gratitude honestly changed my whole life, to be honest. Like if there's one thing that I could say shifted everything for me, it would be expressing gratitude. Like literally being very, very direct and very, you know, intentional about having a gratitude practice. So I do it all the time. I do it in the moments during the day, but every single morning I have a gratitude practice, and every single night I have a gratitude practice. And that has allowed me to realize how incredible my life is, how abundant my life is, how blissful my life is, rather than feeling like, you know, in that place of lack and always wishing and wanting for more. Honestly, if nothing else, I would recommend like just start to express, you know, in the morning and at nighttime, gratitude for, just think of one thing that you can be grateful for, you know, in the morning when you wake up, like don't even open your eyes, like in bed, list to yourself, like things you can be grateful for. Number one, you woke up. Literally start there. And then keep going. And it might feel difficult in the beginning, but you start like with, you know, I woke up today, you know, I've got 10 fingers, 10 toes. Amazing. Like I woke up, I've got a purpose today. Oh my gosh, I'm so grateful for this beautiful bed, you know, all these things, like, and it starts to roll. And when you're in the energy of gratitude, you manifest more to be grateful for. So it's, you know, just do it. It's literally all I can say.
So
practice in.
Yeah. So this is something I want to do, and it's going to be my takeaway from today. Because I think I'm naturally quite good at it in organically, you know, I'll notice the moments and I'll have those, but I don't have a practice. Mm. I do have a practice with my kids, funnily enough. Mm. Night when I tuck them into bed and I say, what are you grateful for? Sometimes we say a prayer and sometimes we say what we're grateful for. And it was awkward at first. Like, how do you explain to them what is gratefulness, thankfulness, and all that stuff? So we're in a bit of a practice now. It's really interesting to see what they choose. Yeah. It's never the toy. It's always the humans. Yeah. But I don't have one. And so I want to have a bit more an intentional practice, but I need physical prompts because I'll lie in bed and I'll forget. Do you know, I'm going to put I'm going to get a piece of paper and fold it and put it next to my bed and write grateful. Like I only need to do it, I don't know, 10 days or something, and I'll get into a habit. But something to start me, because I'll forget in the morning and I'll forget at night because, you know, you're distracted by other things. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, definitely. And I teach a lot of my girls a lot of different things like that. You're so spot on with, you know, having some sort of prompt or something, you know, by your bed or, you know, on the mirror in the bathroom or on the fridge, you know, when you're going to get the milk for the coffee in the morning or something like that. Having somewhere where it does really prompt you, because it can be very easy to be like, wake up and be like, okay, like got to get the kids up, get them to school, get them to work. But you've got to make sure that you're taking a moment for yourself, because those moments where you are very quiet with yourself, that's where we make the shifts that we need to make. And it can be very easy to just slip through a whole day and not have any moments with yourself. I was actually listening to a podcast the other day on purpose with Jay Shetty, and something that he spoke about was having meetings. And he said, not meetings like the normal meetings, but meetings, M-E-T-I-N-G-S, meetings with yourself. I loved it. And what he said was like, it's so easy for us to, you know, prioritize time for our work colleagues, meetings that we've got to do, our partner, our children, our friends, like all this time going out, where's the time for me? And that's what we need to realize, is like, you are so worthy of your own time. Schedule it in like you would a meeting with anyone else. Put meetings into your calendar and have it as something that it's so good. It becomes part of your routine. So even if it means that you've got to wake up 10 minutes earlier than you normally would, honor yourself, give yourself that 10 minutes and have, you know, the word gratitude written down, you know, anything like that. So for me, first thing in the morning, I wake up, I make a hot lemon water, I grab my journal and I go onto our balcony. And it's the first thing I do is I write out like, dear universe, I'm so grateful for blah, 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 like everything. And I just let it come out, like stream of consciousness flow. And then before I go to bed, literally my partner James is always like, okay, you're all right. But I always ask him, well, what's one thing that you're grateful for today? And it will always do it right before we go to sleep, because you're going to sleep in that energy of gratitude. And then you wake up in that energy of gratitude. It gets easier the more that you do it.
Watch out, husband.
All the hubbies. They're in work.
You're a business owner. What is, you've said a great quote before, but what is a quote or a mantra or something that you, and like I know asking you to choose one is really hard, but what is like the big one? What's the big one for you?
Definitely. Yes, there's many, 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 many that I live by. But the one that I would say is that everything you desire is already yours. And when you can, and it might be a bit like not as normal to what like a normal business quote might be, but again, this brings me back, like everything is energy. So when we can realize that and when we can feel into the energy of what you desire already being yours, that's when you call it in fast, no matter what it is, whether it's, you know, calling in new clients or hitting a certain amount of, you know, revenue in your month or having a certain impact or being invited to speak on something or whatever it is that you're calling in. Realize the only way to, the way that you're going to manifest it fast is if you get into the energy of it already being yours. Because if you go, you know, I want to call in this thing and you want, you're focusing on the fact that you don't have it. And you're putting out the energy that you don't have it. So you manifest more of not having it. But when you can sit in the energy of everything I desire is already mine, it flows to me easily and effortlessly. It's already on its way. When we can feel into that, it shifts everything. And what I want you to realize is that it would not be showing up for you if it wasn't meant for you. Your intuition is showing you for a reason. So realize that. Again, everything starts with a thought. Every single thing in our reality was a thought in someone's mind before it became physically manifested. And so when you can realize that, nothing is impossible for you. Literally everything is available to you, but you've got to sit into the energy of realizing that as soon as you decide that that thing is yours, it's done. It's yours. It's on its way. And so for me, that's been huge. And I just hope that that at least resonates with one person and helps them to make the shifts to calling in everything that they're so worthy of as well.
I have no doubt. And I want to add a layer on that for something that I've experienced myself. And I see sometimes with people that I work with is sometimes we reach goals that we set for ourselves and we've achieved it all. Mm. They're not big enough. And sometimes we can't imagine or know or even perceive that we can have more than what we have right now, especially if you've achieved all the goals, if you've come from nowhere to something.
Yes.
And here you're like, well, how can I do better than this? Mm-hmm. So I want to encourage people that have reached that to go and spend some time just to research, dream and look. Pinterest is a good place for that. To bring the woo into the do. Like, if you can't imagine what else you could have, that you could deserve, there's so much out there. You just need to go and look and dream and
give yourself permission. Honestly, I see it so much with my students that come into Desire to Manifest, because we do the whole first module on setting clarity and setting your intentions around what you're calling in. And sometimes I have girls go through the first couple of weeks in the course and they realize, like, oh my gosh, I set my intention so low, and it's fear. And I've done this in my life where I didn't, you know, especially in business, I didn't want to set, you know, a certain amount of money that I was manifesting into my business or something like that, because I'm scared that it wouldn't work out. So if you don't set the goal, you can't fail, because you never really set it as an intention for yourself. But when we can realize, like, oh my gosh, that's what's actually holding me back from calling it in, because I never actually get clear around what it is that I want and what it is that I desire and that I'm working towards, that's what's creating the resistance, nothing else. And that clarity is everything. So sometimes, like you said, you know, realizing, like, you need to go out there and you need to give yourself permission to dream bigger, dream so much bigger, and again, realize nothing's impossible for you. It's all available to you. You've just got to actually set your intentions around it, get clear about what it is that you're calling in.
For sure. For sure. All right. What is a resource, a book, a podcast, a webinar, or something that you recommend that business owners should definitely get into?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to go a little bit left of center for this one as well, and it's not like a typical business resource, but I would recommend the book The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. And I can't even begin to tell you how much this book changed my life, and so much of what we have spoken about today in terms of those energy shifts that you need to make and being very present in the present moment and coming into the now. And just, it gives you such a different perspective that you've probably never thought of before around why you're here, what you're doing, everything. And it just allows you to just realize, like, oh my gosh, like, I literally am the creator of my own reality. Like, I can do whatever I want, like, everything. Like, I'm able to call in anything. And for me, that book was just monumental. And like I said, you know, all the business resources in the world, all the hustle and the grind in the world is not going to get you anywhere if you don't come from that place of alignment within yourself first. And so I would highly recommend giving that book a read if you haven't already.
All right, so we shall put the link to that book in the show notes of this podcast, which is on the website www.salonownerscollective.com/episodes. You'll be able to find it there. Okay, great. Taylor Ray, we need to be able to find you, stalk you, and find out more of the goodness that you've got to share with us. So please, can you share your all your dub-dubs and Insta handles and all the things?
Of course. Of course. And thank you so much. This has honestly just been a delight. I've loved it so much. And I look forward to connecting with all of your listeners a lot more. You guys can come and find me. Best place, if you want to get a lot more information around basically everything we've talked about, is definitely come and check out my podcast. So it is the Strong Babe Collective podcast, on literally every platform that you listen to podcasts. You can connect with me on Instagram and Facebook at Strong Babe Collective. And then come and check out my website. It's strongbabecollective.com. I've got a free manifesting masterclass there. I've got a bunch of resources, literally everything is on there that you'll need, in terms of taking everything we've talked about today a whole lot further.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing your wealth of knowledge and insights. I really do appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
All right. And that's a wrap for today. Thank you so much, Taylor Ray, for chatting with me. I just love that I've got so many different diverse people that come on this podcast. Actually, that was one of the resounding pieces of feedback, actually, is the variety and the diversity of people that I have on the episode. It helps so many different people, but also get some different insights, exposing you to different things that you might not have come across before. So I do love seeing or connecting with people who are so passionate and motivated by the things that they talk about and clearly believe in so deeply. So I absolutely love that, Taylor Ray. Thank you. I do love what she said about celebrating fear and moving through it as a positive opportunity. And this positive outlook can be applied in so many areas of our lives, right? But I think it's such an important one because it highlights, as Taylor Ray says, that you are on the edge of massive growth or achievements in your life. You're on the edge. So her quote, that fear can be along for the ride, but it doesn't have to take the wheel. I love that. It's so inspiring. And it's something that we should all apply to our lives. And it's certainly something that I have faced many times in my own life. And I love that I don't have to overcome fear, but I can just recognize that it's there and pop it off to the side. It allows me to manage it a little bit more. So if you are ready to grow your business and you feel stuck, or you're stuck in fear, or you're stuck in overwhelm or on the mouse wheel, and you need help, and you want to make a few intentive strategic moves in your business, then here's my invite. I want to formally invite you to join me in my full immersion coaching program. So it's the Freedom and Profit full immersion program. Now, I do have the Freedom and Profit Hub, but I want to explain, take this moment to explain to you the difference. And in the Freedom and Profit Hub, you have the opportunity to go through the course, through the program, watch the masterclasses, implement the steps. This does have the steps that you can put into place to step out of overwhelm and stress, create momentum in your business, create some freedom in your life, freedom of mind, freedom of time, freedom of feeling locked into your business, and create profit, the business, you know, let the business pay you like it should, what you deserve. You can do that
in a more self-study way. I'm in there in the group with you to support you with questions that you have. I come into the group regularly live, or even have guests that help you step through in more detail that you can join me live. But the full immersion program is when I coach you intensively. It's why I call it full immersion. And we take it a next step, as next level deeper. And we meet regularly face to face, and we talk through your challenges, the things that are going on for you, and the roadblocks that stop you from implementing the steps and the strategic steps that you need to make. And we overcome those together, fully immersed, stepping out of overwhelm and gaining clarity on what is going to move you into momentum to create that life. So I directly deliver the exact strategies. There are still masterclass step-by-step actions and frameworks that I used to grow my multi-million dollar salon, now also my coaching business. It's the same strategies, actually, from the same playbook. So out of my hands into yours, and take your place with me and a few other really awesome salon owners. I've got some great people in the program. I've got a couple of spaces opened up, and together we're creating freedom, real freedom and profit from your business. You'll be surrounded by these awesome forward-thinking salon owners. We're all on a mission, myself included, to conquer it, to kill it in business, and step up into being the CEO without compromising your lives, your personal lives, your family lives, your children, for those that you want to be present, out of overwhelm, out of stress. Now, I don't promise it will be easy. I do promise it will be worth it. And I would love you to come and join me. Come and hang out with me. I'm going to leave a link in the show notes of this episode to come and book with me a free strategy session. We will spend some time together. I want to get to know you, your business, what's going on for you, what are the blocks that are blocking you inside of your business that are stopping you from stepping forward. Let's investigate those. I will give you as much support and strategy and direction as I can in the time that we have together. And throughout that process, let's see if you're a fit for the full immersion program, the Freedom and Profit full immersion program. And I'll let you know if I can help you. So go and find that link, book a session with me. I've just opened up my calendar for the first time in nearly a year to let people into the program. I look forward to meeting you. I will leave the link for you. I will see you in the call, and otherwise I will see you again next week on the podcast. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Salon Owners Collective Podcast. Tune in each week as we reveal the latest insight and advice on what it takes to make your salon a success today. Subscribe to the Salon Owners Collective Podcast on iTunes, or visit us online at salonownerscollective.com for answers to your common questions, to follow Larissa, and much more. Thanks for listening. See you next time.